It's 8:14. Good morning, Kay Winkleman.
Good morning, Chris Berg. Monday. The final Monday. Well, no. Yeah, the final Monday the kids... No. Never mind. I thought this was the final Monday the kids have before school. They have one more.
You're not looking forward to that much, are you?
No. Well, I'm making sure these kids are getting practiced and getting up early.
What it is today is the midway point through August.
It is. That's unbelievable.
Kind of crazy to think about. But, of course, in the studio, we got a big event coming up this Saturday in the studio. Do you want to do the honors, Kay?
Sure. We have our Artifest coming up this Saturday. It's a super popular event, really marking the end of summer activities. With us this morning, Emily Kewell. She is the director of the Art Center. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in on this. It's nice to see the sun Monday.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us.
Well, so this is going to be the 49th Artifest. That's amazing. Why don't you talk a little bit about the event in general?
Okay, well, the Artifest has been going on, like I said, for 49 years. There's a slight time change this year. The show is now going to be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and early shopping starts at 9 a.m. for sponsors. They get a little bit of pre-public shopping and first choice of all the goodies. And the Art Center will be open during the event. And we have over 30 artists this year. We have 7 hours of live music. We have free kids activities. We have food trucks, and it should be a great day for everybody in the family.
So come on down and have a meal out of it, too.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a cool event.
Now, you mentioned music. Do you want to talk a little bit more about the music that's going to be in the park?
Sure. We have 4 performers this year. The first one is James Aysen, and he will be performing right at 9 o'clock, and he does keyboards and instrumentals. And then we have Polka Pros. I love them. They're a really fun band. And they'll be playing for an hour, I think 11:15 to 12:15. And then we will have Sam Crosser and Melissa Dornkamp. And I don't know much about them. I think Sam plays the piano. I don't know about Melissa so much. But I will find out on Saturday. And then Emily Ann Bauer, I think she has a guitar. So
appropriate music for an Artifest. Very cool. So you mentioned 32 artists. What are they going to be showcasing?
There's all sorts of mediums. There's paintings and drawings and ceramics. We have fiber art, textiles, glass, jewelry, of course. There'll be some woodworkers there and photography as well. And if you want to find out more about the artists, you can go to our website at charlescityartifest.com. And you can find out more about each artist and see pictures of their work as well.
Okay. Now, is this a judged?
It is. It
All
is.
Right. And well, let's talk about that a little bit.
Our judge this year is David Schmitz, who's a Charles City native. And you can find out more about him on our website as well. And the judging starts at 9 o'clock. There'll be a first, second, and third prize and best in show. And then the winners do get cash awards.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. So let's talk about the vendors a little bit. I know you said there's going to be plenty of vendors, food vendors out there. Who's all going to be out there?
We have Island Grill, Pat's Barbecue and Randy's Candy, Maria's Tacos, Cedar Valley Express, Shiver and Squirrel, Cookie Dotique, and Tin Cup Bus Stop, which will be serving coffee drinks.
Great variety. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun. Those local food trucks are just amazing. And it's so cool how they've come together and really support each other for these kinds of events.
And it's great that we can support them. And
absolutely.
Enjoy their art.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Food art.
Right. Food art.
So you did mention kids' activities and games.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
For the kids' activities, we have some art things they can do. There's going to be marble painting, which I think is dipping marbles in art and rolling it around.
Oh,
it should be fun.
Cool.
Some spin art. I think they're painting rocks, and those are all free. And then if they just want to play, we have jumbo yard games. We have Jenga, chess, checkers, and they're all super sized. And there will also be a chalk obstacle course out on Jackson Street. And then I think there's going to be more sidewalk chalk, a more interactive where they're going to be drawing. And I don't know much about this. I've just heard a little bit about it. They're going to be putting the pictures together somehow.
That's cool. So that's art.
It sounds pretty
difficult. It'll be a wait to be seen project.
Exactly. We'll see what happens there.
Very cool.
So once again, to recap, Artifest coming up this Saturday. Talk about the times.
9 a.m. to 10 a.m. is the pre-public shopping and judging. And the show is open to the public from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
All right. And we're hoping for good weather. Right now, there's a chance for showers, but hopefully that can go away by Saturday because it's still a week away.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a good day for it. That's right.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you very much. Do you have any other questions?
Well, again, repeat the website so people can go to the website, check out the artists, check out the
vendors.
The vendors and, of course, the judging.
CharlesCityArtifest, all one word, .com.
All right. Well, congratulations on the 49th. That's awesome. It's great.
Yeah.
All right. It's 8:20. We have your North Iowa weather coming up.